And now, Don Blackwell.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet. Friends, what I've just read is what is known today as the Decalogue, or more commonly, the Ten Commandments. They can be found in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 1 through 17. These commands were given to Moses and to the children of Israel at Mount Sinai shortly after their exodus from Egypt. And many people believe that they contain the fullness of man's responsibility toward God, and that if I'm going to go to heaven today, it is going to be by keeping the Ten Commandments. Friends, I want to tell you that that is not true, and it never has been. You see, even in the days of the old law, the Ten Commandments were not all that God's law required of men. The Ten Commandments was just a portion of the law of Moses. Going back and looking at the whole law, Bible scholars tell us that there were some other 603 directives, meaning that there were some 613 different precepts that made up the law of Moses. So even then, when the Ten Commandments were binding, they were not the fullness of the law of God. A few years ago, a well-known denominational preacher wrote a syndicated newspaper column in which he said this: "The Ten Commandments give the concise statement of God's moral laws, and they have never been set aside." Friends, I want us to study that question today. Are the Ten Commandments binding on men today? Because a lot of people believe that they are. And to even suggest that the Ten Commandments are not binding on us today upsets many individuals dearly. And there's a battle raging today about the Ten Commandments and whether they should be allowed to be hung in public places. Many people believe that it is God's law for man today. Friends, the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 2 and 15, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." And so we learn from the Scriptures that we must rightly divide the word of the Lord. That means we need to know what portion is part of the old law and what portion is part of the new law that is binding on us today. And I want to answer the question before we even get started and tell you that we do not live under the Ten Commandments today, nor are they binding on us. The first point I want us to study in today's program is why the Ten Commandments are not binding on us today. The Ten Commandments were given to Israel, not to us. That's our first point. Why the Ten Commandments are not binding on us today is because they were not given to us. You see, shortly after the children of Israel came out of Egypt, Moses went to the top of Mount Sinai to receive two tables of stone containing the Ten Commandments. Those commandments are recorded for us in Exodus chapter 20 and Deuteronomy chapter 5. Exodus chapter 20 is when they were first given. Deuteronomy 5 is when Moses repeated them for the sake of the people and for the sake of the new generation who was soon going to inherit the promised land. But before repeating the commandments on that occasion, Moses began with this statement, Deuteronomy 5, 2 through 3. "The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. The Lord made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us, even us who are all here alive this day." Friends, Moses pointed out very clearly that these commandments that he was about to read were given to a specific and select group of people, namely the nation of Israel, not to us today. And so, the first thing that we notice why the Ten Commandments are not binding on us today is because they were not given to us. They were given to Israel. The second point that we want to notice as to why the Ten Commandments are not binding on us today is the Ten Commandments are part of the old law. And the Bible teaches that that law has been done away. Jeremiah prophesied that that was going to be the case. Jeremiah 31 and 31 says, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt." You see, Jeremiah said, there is a day coming when the Lord is going to make a new covenant with the house of Israel. He said, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt. Now, friends, the covenant that was going to be done away that Jeremiah was referring to was the covenant that contained the Ten Commandments. We read in the New Testament in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 23, "But before faith came, we were kept under guard by the law," that is the law of Moses, "kept for the faith which should afterward be revealed." Now, what does that mean? Friends, it means that we are no longer under the law of Moses. We are under the law of Christ. Hebrews 10 and verse 9 says, "He takes away the first that he may establish the second." Colossians 2 and 14 says, "Having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross." And friends, lest anyone miss the point, the Lord made this abundantly clear in Matthew chapter 17 on the Mount of Transfiguration. Peter, James, and John were present on the mountain with Jesus, and there appeared miraculously Moses and Elijah. And Peter suggested on that occasion that he build three tabernacles, one for each of them, thus placing Jesus and Moses and Elijah on the same level. But the voice from God, from heaven, said, "This is my beloved Son, hear ye him." Friends, it is Christ's law that is binding on us today, not that of Moses. That's the point the Lord was making. In Matthew 28 and 18, Jesus said that all authority has been given to him. And so, ladies and gentlemen, if Moses and his Ten Commandments are still in effect today, then they are minus any authority at all. Number three, the Ten Commandments are not binding on us today because it is specifically stated in the Bible that the Ten Commandments have been done away. Now, that might surprise many people to hear that, but I want you to look carefully at Romans chapter 7, if you have your Bible with you. Romans chapter 7 and verse 4, the Apostle Paul tells the Romans that they had become dead to the law of Moses, by the body of Christ, that they might be married to another. Now, when he says dead to the law, does that sound like it is still in effect in any way? Now, someone says, how do I know that that includes the Ten Commandments? When it says they are dead to the law, maybe that excludes the Ten Commandments. If you continue in that chapter and you look down to verse 6, the text says, "But now we have been delivered from the law, having died to what we were held by." Verse 7, "What shall we say then? Is the law sin? Certainly not. On the contrary, I would not have known sin except through the law, for I would not have known covetousness unless the law had said, 'You shall not covet.'" Now, friends, Paul is talking about the law that we are dead to, and he gives an example of it. He says, here's an example, "You shall not covet." Friends, that's one of the Ten Commandments. And so Paul clearly teaches that we are dead to the law of Moses, including the Ten Commandments. Notice another passage with me. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 7 says, "But if the ministry of death, which was written and engraved on stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance." Now, the writer here is talking about that which was written and engraven in stones. And he's talking about that which, when it was given, Moses' face glowed and he had to put a veil over it. If you'll go back in your Bible to the Old Testament, to Deuteronomy chapter 5 and Exodus 34, you'll see that he's describing the incident relating to the Ten Commandments. Now, if you'll drop down to verses 11 and 13, he tells us that this was done away. Verse 11, it was abolished. verse 13. Friends, the Lord is specifically telling us that the Ten Commandments have been done away. The second point that I want us to notice in the lesson today is the consequences of binding the Ten Commandments. One consequence of binding the Ten Commandments would be that the Sabbath day would be bound. The fourth of the Ten Commandments says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all of your work, but the seventh is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates." Exodus 20, verses 8 through 10. And friends, the penalty for violating the Sabbath day was death. Exodus 31, 12 through 16. Numbers chapter 15, 32 through 36, we read about a man who picked up sticks on the Sabbath day. He was executed. He was put to death for doing that. Now, if the Ten Commandments are still binding on us today, who is going to enforce this portion of the law in relation to the Sabbath day? Who's going to carry out the penalty for violating it? Friends, the Sabbath day is not Sunday for Christians, as is commonly taught in the religious world. Exodus 20 and verse 10 says, "The Sabbath day was the seventh day of the week." And you never find in the Bible where that was changed. That was something given to them to keep the Sabbath day. Now, in addition to that, according to the Sabbath day requirements, a fire could not even be kindled on that day. Exodus 35 and 3. That would mean that a woman could not even turn on her gas range to cook her breakfast or to prepare lunch. A man could not even turn on the gas furnace on a cold Saturday afternoon. And friends, it wasn't just the violation of the Sabbath day that carried the death penalty. A number of the other commandments do as well.